Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Good Stuff. It's Mike and Kim Burge, and we're delighted to be with you. It's a good day because we've got good stuff. Not just good stuff. We've got good information to share. Days of 76 in Deadwood, South Dakota. It's the 101st days of 76 in Deadwood, and it's running through tomorrow. The 19 times pro rodeo of the year. These are big events. They've got performances through tomorrow. Parade is Saturday morning yet, and Days of 76 in Deadwood through Saturday. Go online. There's still time to get tickets, and you can check out the times. Daysof76.com.
Since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Much of the growth and success of the Tri-State Livestock News is due to the long-term support from the publication's stockman and agribusiness customer base. Tri-State Livestock News is the commercial cattleman's publication. Tri-State Livestock News is what ranchers read.
Hey, Mike, we've got another Western event coming up that you want to get on your calendar. Home on the Range. It's the Champions Ride, the 67th annual PRCA Champions Ride. It's a Saddlebrook match Saturday, August 5th at Home on the Range in Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. PRCA Cowboys compete for the title on the world's best bucking horses. The Champions Ride, August 5th, at Home on the Range, exit 7 on I-94 east of Beach, North Dakota. The gates open at 10 a.m. Grand entry begins at 12:30. They're mountain time for everything. For info, visit hotrnd.com. And, of course, all proceeds of the match are given to Home on the Range to help children that are actually living there.
Great store, fabulous antiques, great season dealers. That's describing Yesterday's Antiques downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. Open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday or by appointment. Just a quick little thing to open up the program today. I dialed a number and I got an interesting message, a recording.
Oh, really?
Quote, I am not available right now, but thank you for caring enough to call. I'm making some changes in my life. Please leave a message after the beep. If I do not return your call, you're one of the changes.
Oh, wow. So. That's the old 1-2 punch. Okay, so I'm going to do a little house cleaning today, Mike.
Okay.
Okay, so I've got several different pieces that I've started, and just a couple things or only one thing left, and so I wanted to share those because they're just good things. The other day, I did something on proofreading, talking about is it a dying art, and gave some headlines for newspapers, actually, and I just wanted to wrap up with this last one. Typhoon rips through cemetery. Hundreds dead. Did I read that right? I'm not sure.
Well, if we're going to do short things today, how about this one? The irony of life is that by the time you're old enough to know your way around, you're not going anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
All right, what do you have?
Okay, I've got some more You Know You're a Redneck When.
Oh, okay.
You want to do some of those with
sure.
me? All right. You know you're a redneck when your grandmother has ammo on her Christmas list.
Oh, good old granny. You know you're a redneck when you keep flea and tick soap in the shower.
Oh, no. You know you're a redneck when you've been involved in a custody fight over a hunting dog.
Oh, that could get pretty serious.
Yep.
You know you're a redneck when you go to the stock car races and you don't need a program.
There you go. You know you're a redneck when you know how many bales of hay your car will hold.
Oh, sounds like a little shenanigans up there.
Yeah.
All right. You know you might be a redneck if you wonder how service stations keep their restrooms so clean.
Oh, no.
Maybe never been in one.
You know you are a redneck when your lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand.
Oh, yeah. I know some folks like that. How about you know you're a redneck when your working TV sets on top of your non-working
TV?
Yeah,
yep, I have to agree with that. Well, that's good enough, I think, for knowing if you're a redneck. We've got more of those, but I'll save them for another day.
I have a couple Battle of the Sexes things
today. Oh, okay, let's do those.
So, my wife and I had words, but I didn't get to use mine. God
like
made
that.
Man before woman so as to give him time to think of an answer for her first question.
I like that. That is definitely good stuff. Thank you so much, Mike. Hey, if you have things you'd like to share with us, just send them to me, kimhburge@gmail.com. We love to use the things that you send right here on The Good Stuff. We love to share it. And of course, then it goes out to stations like Winter South Dakota, KWYR, that's 1260 AM, Country 1260.
And that's the good stuff.